You just heard about the Battle of Lepanto, right? That was 15th century or 14th century. Things haven't changed much, you know. Partly our fault. Do we really show the love of Christ to people? You know, does the influence of Mary in our life so powerful that people can recognize it and be won over? That's the challenge, I think. So the first text is just very discreet, isn't it? Talks about our Lord going up in the ascension and all the brethren gives the names of them all, went into an upper room. If you've been to Jerusalem, you kind of know where that is. And they devoted themselves with one accord in prayer, together with some women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. Mary was there at the very heart of the church, praying, preparing the disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit, by which they, and through them, the world would be changed. We have a long way to go before the whole world is changed. We commemorate the feast of Our Lady of, well, the Rosary, but this is the Battle of Lepanto. That's never forgotten. We won the victory, but we forget. The Muslims lost the battle and they never forget. So we have a lot of work to do to show people, you see. So it means that we too have to learn to pray with Our Lady, with Mary, who is always praying and willing to help us. And so, and if you look, for instance, the remarkable commitment and devotion and union with Mary we've had, starting with John the 23rd. I remember one day I was in Freiburg, Switzerland, and there was a young Italian priest there. I was using the beautiful library there at the university. I was using that to work on something. It was summertime, between, you know, semesters, and I was up there, and I was walking along, and he, this fellow, Italiano, had lived in Paris when John the 23rd was the nuncio to Paris, to France. And this is typical of John the 23rd. He opened this whole house up, you know. He didn't want these seminarians wandering around Paris. He wanted them to be where they could have brotherhood and pray and be protected. Paris is a pretty tough town. So I said to him, we were speaking Italian, era molto santo, no? He's a really holy fellow. He said, direbbe normale. I'd say he was normal. I've never forgotten that that phrase. I say he was normal. But they all had this devotion to Our Lady. And I really, as I was praying this morning, I was thinking, take time to get to know Mary. Take time. Talk to her. Some have, I suppose, in this chapel right now, have very strong devotion, strong friendship, you know, and some don't. Oh, because my mother wasn't nice to me. Well, forgive your mother and get on. You know, this is life eternal, and not just for you. You know, you're called to pray. And how many times, you can imagine how many, somebody must have counted them, of authentic visits of Our Lady to this world in the last century. How many? Any idea? 30, 40? Because, like when she was with the apostles, she's here praying with us for the coming of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us, give us courage, and endow us with enough leadership to help at least our family and our neighbors. Don't you think everybody's pretty nervous right now? Especially in this country with all this stuff going on. If you're not, you don't know what's going on. But we don't have the solution. But Mary does. And as you know, this country is dedicated to Mary under the mystery of the Immaculate Conception. And so I think the best way to go is just to go to her and say, look, I've got to get to know you better, and I don't know how to do that. Well, I think the first thing she's going to say is, try the rosary. You say, oh, that's boring. I just see, you know, well, it's your fault if it's boring. I mean, the Holy Spirit is there to enliven it for you. But you've got to ask him. When you think of all these, you know, starting with John the 23rd, who purposely took that name because John the 22nd was a dubious character and he wanted to start enough piouses, you know, we're going to have a different direction in the papacy now. And then Paul the 6th. All of these men with great devotion to Mary. Great devotion. Ratzinger the same way, Pope Benedict. And certainly the new Pope, we need that contact with her to be clear in our hearts and minds. And John Paul was the one who said, you know, you've got to say the rosary every day. I mean, the Mother of God has come from heaven to earth how many times? And one of the things she always says is, pray the rosary. Why? Because it's Hail Marys, and she wants to hear everybody say Hail Mary? No. It's a simple, basic way of keeping the realities of faith. You know, we have the joyful and the sorrowful and the glorious and the radiant. No, it's not radiant. Luminous, that's the word. But you see, these are mysteries, which means what? They're acts of God in history. That's what a mystery is. It's a lovely phrase. Augustine's preaching on one of the big feast days. And he begins his homily by saying, Audivimus historiam, inquiramus mysterium. We've heard the account. Now let's try to penetrate the mystery. Can your heart fix itself on that act of God? Today, for instance, the incarnation. This young woman, lovely, beautiful, holy, and God becomes a zygote in her womb. How much love does he show us? And that's the, so you pray. And you don't, you just do what you can. You know, John Paul, who said the rosary every day, and he was pretty busy. He said, look, some days you may not be able to say the whole thing. Say a bit, then come back to it later in the day, then some more, you know. You don't have to do the whole thing, the whole lap around when you don't have time. But say some and then come back to it. And it's a big help. It's a big help. And right now, when every day there is this launched this call for prayer, I mean, the anger, the hatred, the torture, the cruelty, the sloth, the corruption, all got it too. It's not just all those other people. We need the Lord's help. We're heading toward a huge crisis. And so this lovely feast day is meant to show us how close God is to us. And even one of our own. Jesus is one of our own, but he's also God. And another of our own, this woman, you know, who is the queen of heaven and earth. The queen. So we should pray, have mercy. Just have mercy. This is spiritual almsgiving, to pray for the world. The world is broke. Can't even feed itself. Not only that, there's hatred, cruelty, torture, scheming, corruption, avarice in us and in everybody else. And we have to, the Mother of God has come to tell us, this is the way out of it. And so we should take her seriously. And of course, we should pray today in a special way. You notice, I think you do, out of the clinic there, Warson Clinic, everybody's walking around saying the rosary. That's smart. And I don't want to get this wrong, but I think now we have the record for this whole area for the number of saves. I think that's quite beautiful, right? Well, we can't claim we did it, but we can certainly say we opened the door for it to happen.